Fill us in this remaining part of this hour with the Florida skunk ape, story.
Well, the Florida skunk ape is Florida's equivalent to the Sasquatch creature, the Bigfoot creature, and it's been seen for generations. As a matter of fact, some of the Native American lore mentions the sand people and the mangrove people, who we think they are referring to troops of skunk apes. There has been some bones found in excavations of Indian mounds along the St. John's River that are human in shape, such as femurs and tibias, but three times the length of a normal human. In one case back in the 1880s, there was a human skull that was dug up in one mound, and it was described as being able to fit over a normal man's head. We think that these remains may have been skunk ape skeletons. The skunk ape gets its name because of its smell. It is described as smelling like rotted cabbage or rotten eggs, hence the name skunk ape. But then when you look into any Bigfoot story, there's a stench that's often associated with sightings.
Right, yeah.
Scott Marlowe, who is our top cryptozoologist in the state of Florida, he tends to think that there may be two different varieties of skunk apes wandering around the state. And he also points out that with the all the development that is destroying the habitat in Florida, these things are being squeezed out, and there's more and more sightings. And indeed, over the past few years, there have been an increase in sightings. Once again, it's difficult to study the skunk ape because of all the hoaxed photographs that's been submitted and stories of people seeing a skunk ape that actually turned out to be a Florida black bear. But there's enough legitimate sightings that warrant an investigation into the mystery, just to see if we do indeed have some sort of unknown primate wandering around the wilderness out there. And I think that there's enough proof out there that people are really seeing something that looks to be like an ape man.
I think Lauren believes too that there's a great ape down that way.
Well, yeah, Lauren, I believe he looked into the Mayaca sighting, which this woman in Mayaca, Florida, which is just east of Bradenton, I believe, she claimed that something was coming up and stealing apples out of a pan on her back porch. So she set up a camera and put some apples out, and sure enough, she took a picture of what looks remarkably like an orangutan. And I believe what she took a picture of was indeed an orangutan. Of course, that creates another mystery, too. What's an orangutan doing running around the state?
Exactly, unless it's somebody, it escaped from somebody's pet farm, for example.